After teaming up in the early 80s, songwriters Eric Lowen and Dan Navarro made a name for themselves writing for other singers, including the 1984 Pat Benatar hit We Belong. 6 years later, they released their own recording. Their blend of acoustic guitars with stunning vocal harmonies was quickly discovered by a record label executive. Their latest CD, Live Radio, is a compilation of performances originally broadcast on the public radio program Folk Scene. Lowen and Navarro visited NPR this month to talk about their singing and songwriting careers and to perform a few songs, including this one, What I Make Myself Believe.
What do you want me to say? You with your wide eyes. No one stands in your way. Still you look for advice. Maybe we're all just pages, pieces of time spent. It doesn't matter what it really meant. That's what I make myself believe. That's what I make myself believe. When all the answers look like questions, that's what I make myself believe. Until it all goes away. That's what I make myself. Till I'm no longer a victim of circumstance. No.
That's just got an irresistible chorus.
Thank you.
I go from one voice to the other, I do each of your parts, and then throw in my own. It's fun.
That's the beauty of two-part. That's why we never added the third part, so that the listener could add that.
There you go.
We both grew up singing along with records, and that it really does, you know, it's fun to leave that part.
When did you figure out that you just sounded so great together? I mean, that's the strength of this thing, the blend of those two voices.
It was at a party. We worked at a restaurant that featured singing waiters and waitresses.
That's not true.
That's very true. It's sad,
it's
but
embarrassing,
true.
But it's true.
In any case, we met at this restaurant and took an immediate dislike to each other. We were
instant.
Yes. We just felt that, you know, there was a jealousy and a kind of a bitterness between us from
who
the very
does he
moment
think
we met.
He is.
How dare he? But it was at a party late at night with libations flowing liberally. The whole thing was to outdo the other person, and Dan started singing, and I started singing along with him. And then we realized that we were singing in the wrong parts for our ranges. So he just did a little sort of a switch
signal,
with
yeah.
the hand signal thing, and I knew exactly what he meant. And I'd been singing harmony my whole life, and it was no problem for me. And so I switched, he switched, and we went, oh, no.
Why did it have to be you?
No, we have to find a way to get along. Yeah, so we
figured it out about 2 years ago.
I was going to have you do Pendulum, but...
No, we'll do it.
If you want to do something else, that's okay, too.
The gentleman asked for Pendulum.
Must have been the worst December. Must have been the coldest light. What we tried to keep together is frozen up inside. We're too close for collision. Oh, oh, much too far away to see. We got stuck in this position, just can't get it free. It's not so long, I don't remember. We've been down this road before. On a pendulum, back and forth, and the heartache comes on a pendulum. pendulum.
You must have fans who tell you that your song has a meaning you never attributed to the song.
Oh, oh my good
gosh.
Lord.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The guy who came up and said that We Belong, the Pat Benatar hit that we wrote, that We Belong was satanic, wasn't it? You know, fallen under, you know, the thunder.
Motorcycle mechanic.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
That scared the heck out of me. I understand it, man. I got it, you know. Could there be anything more flattering to a songwriter, though, than to create something that's open to people's own interpretations? Because it really is exactly what you want. You know, you want people to attach their own meanings to a song, I think. You know, it feels good to us to have that happen.
Especially if they tell you that gave them a lift when they needed one.
Oh, yeah. We had Suicide Summer when five different people in five different states came up to us and told us that they actually decided not to kill themselves because they got through it with our records. You know, and suddenly I felt, you know, a weight on my shoulders almost. You know, like, well, gosh, we sure better be responsible about what message we're sending then.
Do you really write together?
Yes.
Less than before, but yes. I got married 7 years ago, and life changed. Eric had been married for a while before that. He got divorced 5 years ago. And we lived a block apart for about 10 years and would just go to each other's homes and write steadily, like a business. A week ago, I moved to a whole other town 100 miles away. So we start songs now separately and tend to finish them together. And we do write more separately than we used to.
Well, you've been together, so you've outlasted a lot of marriages, including your own.
Including,
that's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. Well, you know, there are stories of good partnerships. We have a good partnership, and I've always maintained that the reason that we have a good partnership is because we never did get along. We had so many differences. We've had so many reasons to confront each other, and it would get ugly all the time, and we'd have to keep things kind of clean in a way. You look at even the Everly Brothers broke up on stage, you know,
on
and
stage.
Stuff like that. Yeah. And it's the resentments build up in a working partnership, you know, like this kind of thing. And we had the advantage of never getting along. We'd never pretended like there was an ease of being together or anything like that. So we've always had to talk things out and yell at each other, get in fights, get your feelings hurt, and do all that kind of stuff. I wish I could learn better for the rest of my life to do that same kind of thing, because it has been very valuable.
There must be a decompression period when you come in off of a tour. I don't want to see him for 6 weeks.
Now, we don't. We've thought of the possibility of life separately and don't really like it, but it has always been tough to get along. So we've forced ourselves to be polite, to work out problems, to bring things to the forefront. It works great.
Dan Navarro and Eric Loewen of Loewen and Navarro. The duo performs this Sunday at the Artscape Festival in Baltimore. Their latest CD is called Live Radio.